Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy towards us that are new every morning.
Your tender mercies, mercies. loving kindness towards me. Your tender mercies I see day after day after day. You keep on being faithful. You're faithful towards me. I'm never in need because you're providing for me. Great is your mercy towards me.
God is indeed awesome. And the word awesome just means that he is larger than life, and there is no other way to really express the magnanimousness of God. Lift your hands and say, God, you are awesome. Hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We honor you, Lord. We exalt your name on high, Jesus. We worship you.
Apostle Dr. Faith Walters received the call from the Lord to begin a ministry that would empower individuals for success in the kingdom of God.
And Lord God, we thank you for being such a great God. Thank you for being a loving God, a gracious God.
Welcome to Women and Men of Excellence Outreach Ministries. Located in Mount Vernon, New York, and online at wamo.org. Join Apostle Dr. Faith Walters live on Sundays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. for divine service, empowerment, worship, prayer, words of encouragement, Bible education, fellowship, and more. This broadcast is a production of WAMO Media Network. Thank you for joining us. If you want to support this ministry, please subscribe, like, share this video, and leave a comment. It's easy and will cost you nothing. If you want to donate, please visit www.wamo.org/give. You can watch our services via our website, live.wamoe.org, on television via Carib Vision at caribvision.tv, and on the YouTube and Facebook apps.
You're worthy, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. I love Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning to everyone. Good day. I'm going to say it that way because some people rise up in the it's evening for some people and it's afternoon for some people. So I'm going to say good day on this awesome morning here in New York. So I'm just blessed of the Lord today to be a part of this wonderful, wonderful, beautiful day that the Lord has made. And I am certainly, certainly rejoicing in it. I pray that you are rejoicing in it. You know, because it's another day that he has made. And I'm so excited about it. So, blessed of the Lord today, highly favored of God. And we just thank him. And I pray that you make today be a day of purpose, a day, make it count. Whatever you're doing, make it count. Hallelujah. Bless God. We're going to go into our devotional reading from the book of Psalms. And we're going to read Psalm 139. And from verses 1 through 24. So it's like we have a devotion. It's our devotion. So it's Psalm 139, verses 1 to 24. But we're going to focus on the first few verses, but I'm going to read the whole thing. O Lord, and it begins, Psalm 139, verse 1 begins, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. But there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You have edged me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there, your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, Even the night shall light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you. For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Repeat that verse again. That's verse 14. I will praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they will be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, you bloodthirsty men, for they speak against you wickedly. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my ways or anxieties, and see if there any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Oh, this is powerful today. This is powerful, powerful. And because I see that verse there, I'm going to sing it. Search me, O God, and know my heart, I pray. See if there be some wicked ways in me. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free. Oh, Holy Ghost, revival comes from thee. Oh, send a revival to start the work in me. Thy word declare, thou will supply my need. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free. Oh, yes. Search me, oh God, and know my thoughts, I pray. See if there be some wicked way in me. Oh, cleanse me today and make me whole again. I surrender all today, O Lord, my God. I'll make it up as I go along. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Search me, O God, and know my thoughts. Know my heart. Try me and know my anxiety. What a powerful Psalm of David on today. By God, by David explaining and mapping out God's perfect knowledge of man, the unique way God designed man. The Lord made us from our mother's wombs. He did it so intricately. And David was just describing every part of man. And he ended it so beautifully at asking the Lord to search him and know his heart. You know, he was describing so much about the way the Lord is. He said, "The Lord, you have searched me and known me my whole life. You knew every single part about me. Every vein, every muscle. He knew the bloodlines. He knew how many hairs you have on your head. He knew every part of you, all your limbs, where every organ is placed. He knew it. Every part of your being. He's made you so beautiful." And David's just describing everything. And he was putting it so together and just saying how, what a wonderful specimen God has made. He said, such knowledge, okay? He gave man knowledge. He said, such knowledge, too wonderful for me. It is too high. I can't attain it. You know, he's just trying to fathom God, you know, and what God has done for man. Oh, my Lord. Can you, when you look in the mirror, I don't know if people look in the mirror, especially as women, when we put on our makeup and, you know, the men, they're grooming themselves in the mirror. Can you look at yourself and you say, Lord, I thank you for making me. Thank you for designing me so beautiful. Thank you. Has anybody even looked in the mirror and ever say to the Lord, thank you? I mean, just really think about it. As you're fixing, you're adorning yourself, you're putting yourself together and preparing yourself for the day. How many people have said that? You made me so wonderfully. You know, and David's just going through and just talking about how, you know, even he says, where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? That's verse 7. And he says, if I go to heaven, you are there. And if I'm in hell, you are there. Oh, my goodness. He said, if I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, if you go to the bottom of the sea, he's there. Even if you go into a cave, he's there. It doesn't matter. You go into the deepest part of the bush in some land where you think nobody knows where you are, where no civilization is. God is there. He is everywhere. David is just saying, God is just in every compartment, the four corners of the earth. And no matter where you are, he's there. You can call on him anywhere you are. Doesn't matter. Okay? This is so awesome, the way David is just breaking it down. Okay? Hallelujah. And he said in verse 12, indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you. But the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. Ah, so it don't matter, night or day. He's everywhere. And he said, you formed my inward parts. Oh, my God. You covered me in my mother's womb so I can come to fullness. 9 months later, here this nice, beautiful baby is ready to exit the womb and come out into the world. He designed it so nicely that when it's time for the baby to come out, most times the baby turns and the head comes down. Head comes out first most of the time. So sometimes some babies are breech. The legs are there, you know. So sometimes they have to turn them around for them to come out. If they can't, then they have to do an emergency C-section in order to bring out the baby, you know. So he says, and I love verse 14. He said, I will praise you. I will lift you up. I will honor you. I will rejoice. Oh, bless your name. Hallelujah. For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm made so beautifully. You took time to design me. Wow, God. You took time to design me. Isn't that beautiful? Took time to put us together. And so many of us, you know, we grow up and don't love our bodies. You know, it really breaks my heart to see people putting in fillers in their lips. You know, they change the shape of their nose. They put in all different things in their cheekbones, their eyebrows, make it bigger. They make their eyes more puffy. I don't know why people do these things. They poke up their ears with all kind of bigger things and make their ears long, hang down. They split it. They put in 20 earrings. I mean, come on. A few, yes, but they have earrings. They bore almost every part of their ears. I mean, they just poke up their faces. They put rings on their lips, their tongues, their nose, their eyebrows, their eyelids. I mean, they just make a mockery of how God made them. They put on tattoos from their head down to their very toe. I mean, wow. And what that tells me, something is wrong with the mind. When you start looking at yourself and want to change a whole lot about you, you know, and just really changing everything and just making yourself look, some people look so hideous. I can't understand. You kind of lost. They lost their identity. They lost who they are. They lost all their facial features. You can't even tell whether they're smiling or not. Some people turn their tongues looking like reptiles, like alligators, crocodiles. I mean, I don't understand. I mean, they take off their eyelids. They cut off their ears to look like, all kind of different shapes of animals. And, you know, I mean, they get plastic surgery and changing every part of them to the point where you cannot recognize them. And I'm saying to myself, Lord, this is really something wrong And I said, it's got to be, it has to have something with the mind. Because remember, everything starts in the mind. So when you start looking in the mirror, start telling yourself, this ain't right, the eye ain't right, and the eyelids ain't right, and the nose ain't right, so I may shape it a different way. Yes, sometimes people have accidents, and their bone structure is off, and I can understand you fixing that, making it straight again. And there's some families where everybody have a little bone that sticks out, and some people have big noses, small noses, different types of noses, and stuff like that. But people, I mean, they reshape their, restructure their face. I'm like, wow. I'm like, my goodness. You know, I could see if something is out of joint, then you may fix it. You know, bone structure, maybe it's painful medical wise and it's really doing damage to your body. Then I can understand that. But when you sit and you change, women change their breasts, they add more implants, and then after a while they gotta take it out because it starts affecting their body. Some of them, it starts to leak. You know, and women try to make their breasts bigger. And even though some of them have natural breasts, which is already a good size, they make it even bigger, trying to attract. I don't know what's all this about, you know, and everybody trying to create an image, everybody trying to make things. They do the BBLs, Brazilian butt lifts. I mean, I don't understand this. I mean, you could, some of these behinds, I mean, you could put a table on it and eat because it's so huge. I don't know how they sit down on that. You know, it's not even natural for some of them. You know, they just make themselves in all different forms. And then think about it. Some of these women that do these things, I mean, it don't even fit them. You know, and some of them go into these areas, you know, and they lose their lives because they're trying to fit into society, because society have this thing about size, you know, have this thing, you know, you thinness is in. So me being a little, have meat on me, something's wrong with me. And even some people, you know, men do it too. Men do these things, changing up themselves as well. Oh yeah, I've seen it. You know, some of them try to be like the Ken doll. Some of them want to look like the Barbie dolls, you know? So, I mean, it's just something, you know? And I look and I'm saying to myself, my God, if people really understood that it doesn't matter, because everybody in this world is not going to be all thin. But the way society, Hollywood, puts that thin is in, and if you're thin, you know, you are, people are going to love you more. They're going to accept you more in the workplace. They're going to accept you up in Hollywood. Because even Hollywood, a lot of people, they keep their weight down. A lot of people, you know, some of these stars, as they're getting older, they start changing their features because they want to stay beautiful and stay in the limelight. So they do a lot of plastic surgery. You know, they, people make a lot of money, and plastic surgery insurance don't cover stuff unless it's a medical situation that's going to affect you in a medical way. Then, of course, the insurance will cover it, but most of these people, it's cosmetic surgery. So it's all changing everything about them. And if they only understood how beautifully God made them, if they understood. But you see, a lot of us go through so much in our lives. You know, some of us growing up as children, we never thought we were beautiful. Because sometimes your mother would tell you you're ugly. Yeah. Your mother would tell you you're dumb, you ain't got no sense. Look at you. You're too dark. You're too light. So if you're dark, people start to bleach their skin. Okay, and this thing here, a lot of people now are bleaching their skin because they think they're too dark, or somebody telling them they're too dark. So it's a lot to do with your inner thoughts. your inner feelings about yourself and the people that you're associated with. Your family members could be an issue as well, because they could be a lot of reasons why a lot of people change who they are. Because sometimes the family you are born in, they can be very mean. Let's be real. I like to be transparent. Let's be very real. Sometimes the people, lots of times, the families that you are born in can be very mean, very abusive. They put you down. Even your own mother do it. So there are things that are from childhood why a lot of people grow up and don't like who they are. You know, and they want to change so much about them. Some of us grow up with such low self-esteem, such low thoughts about ourselves because of what we experienced in our environment, in our household. You know, the things that we had to go through, we had to endure to even reach where we are. And a lot of times, if we don't get help, if we don't get spiritual and professional help, when we become adults, we begin to hate everything about us. You know, and it's sad to watch young girls and boys as well do this, you know, destroy the very fabric of who they are. And this other thing here with people doing sex change operations. You know, men want to be women and women want to be men. I don't even understand all that. But your inner workings are still the same. So even if your outer workings have changed, the inner workings still determine who you are. So you can tell yourself every day, you wake up and think you are a man in a woman's body, then something is wrong. You're still a man. And if you're a woman, you know, you think you're a woman in a man's body, you're still a woman. So, you know, people, you know, there's something wrong. The mind and society has tried so much. And it's all when people keep changing themselves and changing them to be somebody else. It's all a money thing. It's when people encourage you to try another way. I mean, you cannot change your inner organs. You can't. Because if you take them out, you're going to die. So all that you're trying to do on the outside still don't change the inner part of you. Okay? And that is what people can't understand. And verse 30, he said, you know, my frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. And in your book, they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there was none of them. Okay? So God put everything about us, every feature we have, he designed it. So it breaks my heart to see when men are trying to change up. He give women breasts so they can have, when they have a baby, the baby can feed on the breast to get nourishment. And it talks about, you know, the breastfeeding is very healthy for the baby in the first 6 weeks of their lives. You know, and to see women chop off their breath, I mean, I don't understand. You are made so beautifully. I've heard people say when they chopped off my breast, I feel more of a man. How are you going to feel more of a man when you're still a woman? And you got to keep taking all these drugs. I mean, you got to take drugs till the day you die. And let me tell you something. The day you stop taking them drugs, your body will come back. Your breasts ain't gonna grow back, though, I'm sorry, unfortunately. But all of you who you are is gonna come back. So they have these blockers. Okay?
like for teenagers, puberty blockers. I don't know what y'all doing, all that stuff. But they all these drugs that they give you more estrogen and what's the other one for men? I can't remember the top of my head. Testosterone for the women. I mean, what's women doing with testosterone? What men doing with estrogen? Are you kidding me? I mean, seriously. Why are we trying to be somebody we're not? You know, take a time to look at verse Psalm 139 and read and get it in your spirit how David described how God made us. You know, and I pray for every boy and girl and every man and woman who have changed up their outward appearance, thinking it make them look better. And yet in society, society does not always accept them. And now they have to change all the bathrooms and they want to go into the bathroom that they identify with. And people don't want to put their children in these bathrooms because it's becoming so confused. Now it's a bunch of confusion. Because you get into a part where you don't know who you are. Once you change your identity, that's it for you. Where are you going to go? Where are you going to go? Once you change out the way the Lord designed you, where are you going to go? Ain't nowhere else you're going to go. You're done. So if you don't get to a place, you know, there are some, I've listened to documentaries that some of them, they, you know, they realized that they were lied to. I remember this man, I was reading his testimony. He was lied to. And he tried to change back, stop taking the estrogen pills and went back, turned back to be a man. And he had to go to the doctor to have the doctor put on back a man's, because he took off his penis as well. I'm going to say it. Took it off. So he went and had the doctor put something, it's not his, put it back on, you know. And he got married to a woman. He got saved. He met the Lord. And the Lord transformed his life. Yes. You know, and it's like, that was so powerful. I rejoiced in that testimony. Yes, I did. And some say this man was living as a woman for like 30 years. He said, you know, I'm not going to change back. Even though I know I was lied to, I'm not going to change back. I'm going to continue living like this. You know, sometimes some people wake up, but many don't wake up. Because they're trying so hard to be accepted in society. And society, we're not always, not everybody in society is going to accept the change. And some of them, I'll tell you, some of these men look like real women. The way they shave off the Adam's apple, they look like real women. If you're not careful, you think you're with a woman. Some of them getting married. Some of these men getting married to these men looking like women. And some of them have lost their lives when they find out the truth. I mean, you'd be surprised. People are being deceived. And it's sad. You know? So let's think about today. When we look in the mirror, let's thank God for how he made us. And if we need help in our minds, ask him to help our minds to think clearly. Ask him to help our minds to love him. And he will teach us how to love ourselves. And we are fearfully and wonderfully made people. And if we need help, God have doctors to help. You have psychiatrists. You have psychologists. You have pastors who have the clinical part to help. I'm one of them. You know, so you have people there who are, if you're feeling down and you're feeling lost, you know, I suggest you see somebody before you change up anything about you. I suggest you seek God for guidance and ask God to send you to a good doctor that can help you.
a psychologist. They don't give medication. And psychiatrists, if you are struggling with some kind of disorder, you know, they can help as well. You know, because sometimes some drugs can help, because if you're dealing with bipolar disorder and different things, sometimes the drugs coupled with prayer can help you. Sometimes people are dealing with depression and they give you drugs to help. So I've had, when I was in college, I had someone who was struggling. She was a Christian woman and she was struggling with depression for years. But she had a loving family and they prayed a lot. And as she's taking the drugs, it helped her, you know, and she prayed, you know, for things, not to side effects with some of these drugs. So we got to pray over the drugs before we take, because sometimes we need some drugs to help us. Trust me, not a whole lot, but we need something, you know, because Lord designed doctors for a reason and designed medicine for a reason, you know. So sometimes we pray over it so there will be no side effects, you know, before we put it in our mouths, you know. So God designed so much different things to help us, you know. So they have different types of doctors. So we find somebody to help us. When I was going through, I had struggled a lot with low self-esteem. You know, the Lord helped me, and I ended up meeting a ministry I came out of that really helped me as well. I also saw a psychologist, a therapist to help me. Yes, to bring it all together. And thank God, the third master's, the program I was in, the marriage and family therapy program, that was also therapeutic for me. So it helped me to make me whole. And trust me, I love me. I love myself. I love myself a lot now. And I thank God for teaching me. And thank God to have all these different avenues out here to help me to make myself whole. And I love me. I love everything about me. You know, and I'm just grateful to the Lord for what he has done, you know, fearfully and wonderfully made, you know, and it's my desire that everybody thinks about how beautiful they are. If you haven't changed anything about you yet, don't start. Please don't start. Just thank the Lord for what and who he has made. And be grateful. Because somebody wished they had what you had. Some people born with tumors, big tumors, half of their face have tumors. Some of them, because of some of the countries they're in, the water that the mother was drinking, you know, not proper nutrition. So some babies are formed, come out of the womb deformed. Sometimes the environment causes something, a lot of toxic, you know, plants are in the companies are there with different chemicals coming into the air, and you inhale all this stuff. So they can do things to your baby. So your baby would come out deformed. It wasn't God causing that. Those are things happen because of outside interference. You know, so things happen. And you see, so when you look at those things and you see how you came out pretty beautiful, and you think about the ones that have to go through so much different things in their life. Some babies come out, and some things that they come out with, some of it can't be, doctors can't touch it, because if you touch it, they'll lose their lives. You have conjoined twins. I mean, they stuck together. They shared the same heart valves, things like that. You know, and sometimes they get separated, and some of them are still alive, and some of them don't make it. You know, so you got to understand, you know. So, and some of them, they're alive, the conjoined twins, they're still alive, and they're still together, and they make use of their lives, you know. So sometimes things are unfortunate, but they make the best of it as much as possible, because they're thankful they have life. And that's important. So a lot of times we could
change everything about it. People trying to design AI robots and things like that, but they will never be able to breathe breath into man. And that's, I'm so glad for that. And no matter how much clones or whatever they're trying to do, but they will never breathe breath into man. Doesn't matter. So I thank God for this word on today. And at the end, when David said to search me, oh God, and know my heart, try me and know my anxieties. See if there's any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. So I am just in awe of the scripture today. I'm going to take a time to read it again because this is powerful. Good reminder. You know, I know the script. I've read it before. But sometimes when you read it, each time you read it, there's something else that hits you. Something else that really comes off the page at you. It's like, oh my God, I didn't see this. I didn't really take time to really think about it. You know, so God bless everyone and be encouraged in this word today. And please reread the scripture and let it be a part of your life. Let it sink into your bones. It sink into your mind, sink into your spirit. And whenever you think, telling yourself you hate yourself, remember that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Father, we bless you on today. We glorify your name. We lift you up, God. We honor you. We adore you. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We thank you for being God all by yourself. We thank you for your faithfulness, God. They're fresh and they're new. Oh my goodness, every morning. Fresh as the morning dew up on the horizon. Thank you for being who you are in our lives. Thank you for this word today. Thank you for everyone, God, that you designed so beautifully. And God, it's sad how many of us want to change every part of us and not realize it. Allowing society, allowing Hollywood, allowing people in the environment, allowing bullies, allowing whether the bullies are in families or out in school or wherever they are in the workplace, wherever it is, God, allowing these people to dictate how you've made them. Lord Jesus. God, pray for our minds this morning. I pray for people's minds this morning. Lord Jesus, I'm not talking about those who have medical issues. Because if you got a medical issue, if there's some way you can fix it, fine. But I'm talking about people, God, who just go out of their way and change up everything about them. People who look so beautiful already and they make themselves worse. People want to look like animals, look like reptiles. Something is wrong. People tat themselves up and make themselves look to a point where you can't even recognize them. Lord Jesus. People have so much piercings all over their bodies. Every part of their body's got a piercing. Lord Jesus. We pray for people's minds today. Because everything starts in the mind. Let him have the mind that is in Christ Jesus. Because when we have the mind of Christ, our lives have more meaning.
Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Let this mind be in us, God, that is in Christ Jesus. And we pray this morning for the mind. This is our prayer today, God, that you will touch the minds of people. Touch the minds, God. Touch the brain, the cerebrum, the cerebellum, the neurotransmitters, the reuptakes in the brain, Jesus, the veins, everything, the blood flow, the skull. Touch everything about the brain, the skull, the where the brain is held in it, Jesus. The thought patterns, God. We go into these parts of the brain today, Jesus. Touch the brain. Touch the mind. Oh, Spirit of God. Heal the mind, God. Heal it, Jesus. Heal the thoughts. Jesus. Heal them. Starts in the mind. And heal the heart. Let them feel wonderful within themselves. And even with these outside influences and these families, family members who are bullies, making them feel less than. People start bleaching their skin. You're black, you're beautiful. Even if you're dark skinned, you're beautiful. Yet it shines through. And if people don't want to accept it, so what? You're light skinned, you're medium skinned, whatever it is. Lord Jesus, we pray this morning that people love themselves. Love every part about them, Jesus. Stop trying to change things about themselves. And we pray that whatever the pain is today, we pray, God, that you will touch them, Jesus. David said to search me and know all my thoughts, all my anxiousness, everything about me. Search me, cleanse me, and make me clean. Make me whole. We pray for wholeness today with people. Wholeness, God. Wholeness in their mind, their body, their spirit. Wholeness. And we thank you, God, that you work. You do a work in their lives today, God. In the name of Jesus, do a work in their lives today, Jesus. Do a work in people's lives. Somebody needs something different. Somebody needs a miracle today, God. A miracle. Somebody needs that today. Somebody needs saving today. Somebody needs something to get them through. And you are the antidote, the pain they feel today. We pray, God, that you would intervene on their behalf. Pray for their children today, God. And as they're growing up, Jesus, that they'll not allow outside influences, God, to change who they are. Pray for parents who are causing things to happen to their children at young ages. Changing up how you have made them, God. Parents who are brainwashed. Lord Jesus, we pray for them today. And I pray a special prayer for the mother. On this week, God, last weekend, she ended up with a headless baby. The doctor separated the head from the baby, from the body. And they gave the baby to her
propped with the head propped up on it. Baby was already dead. And this mother has to live with this pain for the rest of her life. We pray this morning that as she's sitting there thinking about the death of her precious son, Isaiah, we pray, God, that you will comfort her, God, on the unfortunate loss and the cover-ups. Took her days to find out what happened to her baby. She has to go through a process, and she'll never forget that child that was taken from her during the delivery process. And we pray for every mother today that has lost a child. Not in that ugly way, Jesus. Because I've never heard of anything like this. This is my first time hearing that. But if it had happened before, God, mothers are still going through. Everyone that lost a baby, baby that was still born. Oh, Jesus, pray for them today. Mothers who are having medical issues in the womb, pray for them today. My heart goes out to that mother. And they propped up that baby, the head on that body, wrapped it up, gave it to the mother, Jesus. Oh, God. Can't imagine how she's feeling, God. I'm a mother of three, two boys and a girl, and I could not imagine if my baby had died that way. I don't know how I would react. So I can understand her pain. I can understand, God. And whatever it is, Jesus, that can bring some closure to the loss of her child. Jesus, help her where she is right now. Help her, God. Help her, Jesus. She gonna need a lot of help. What happened to her baby? And we pray for that doctor today. Didn't ask for assistance. Sometime we could make one wrong move and our career is over. Lord Jesus, sometimes we need to think, and I know it's the spur of the moment, but we need to think, what should we do? Sometimes calling for help. But I understand some of these things happen in hospitals, a lot of botched things, and people have died. People have died, and nobody with wrong medication into the vein, into the IVs. Things have happened. Can't be explained. Families are mourning. And yes, they have lawsuits. But how much money can you pay for the loss? And yes, it helps. But you would much rather have your baby or have your loved one with you. But Lord Jesus, pray for everyone that's grieving the loss of someone by some medical procedure. Oh, Spirit of God, pray, Jesus Christ, that you will touch today, Lord God, every woman, every child that is going through some type of pain today. We pray for them. And we pray, God, it's a few more weeks before school begins again for some children. Some already started school in this month of August. But we pray as they return to school, we pray that it would be a new beginning for a lot of the children, God. Whether some have returned now or later, we pray for new beginnings, God. Changes in their minds, their thought patterns. We pray, God, there will be no more incidents of schools upsets with people getting up and taking things matter to their own hands, God, and destroying people's lives. We bind up every plan of the enemy on today. Let the children have a smooth year in school, Lord God. We declare and decree a good year in school. And from this day forward, Jesus, that teachers and parents and administrators, everybody, Lord God, have a good time, Lord Jesus, and they learn, Lord God. We pray and destroy the negative curriculum that they're putting forth with little elementary school children. We bind up that curriculum in the name of Jesus. And I know they're trying to get rid of critical race theory and don't want to ban it from the books. But people need to know what happened. It's good to know the history of our country and what has changed and why we go through so much and why, even though we have changed so much and do so many different things to bring forth the dynamics to be different, but yet people's mindset are still caught up in racism. So we bind up racism, God. We kill it at the root in the name of Jesus. Let there be equality. Let people respect each other based on their character, not on the outward appearance of their skin tone. Lord, there's racism everywhere. There's racism in families, God. Yes, there is. I said it. Yes, there is, God. One too dark, one too light. And then they ignore that one and they treat them different. And yes, they bully them as well. So they experience it in the home and they come out in the workplace and they experience the same way. They come out in society and the same thing happens. It's not just the opposite, white and black. It's not just that. It's in the home as well. Our own races, we're racist against. And it's very sad, Jesus. Everything begins at home. Everything begins in the mind. We got to change the mindset today. Turn people's lives around, Holy Spirit of God. Let them begin to see others, you know, and respect them and love them, regardless of what they look like on the outside. Let's love them with the love of the Lord. And we thank God today for everyone that's on this line, on this prayer line. Oh, Spirit of God, One More Ministries, You Me Radio, Throne Room, Prayer Network, hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amaka Naoma, praise the name of Jesus. God bless you. Lord, do a work in their lives today. Do a work in the ministries that they have, Lord Jesus. Do a work in their families. And those who are on social media networks, whatever networks they're listening from, God. Do a work in their lives today. Let their lives have meaning, Lord Jesus. They are searching for something, God. Open up the door for them, Jesus. That their lives can change, that their lives can be different, that their lives can go in a direction, Lord God, of great things happening. Lord Jesus, whatever they need, thank you for miracles performed in their lives today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for salvation coming to their children's lives, to their relatives' lives, Jesus. Lord God, thank you for them. Thank you, God. You're turning things around, God. You're turning things around in that atmosphere. We pray for our political climate. We pray for leaders in government that they will govern accordingly, Jesus. And be fair, God, in how they govern, how they rule law enforcement, Lord Jesus. We pray, God, that there will be fear in their practices, God, and people coming to law enforcement, God, let them come in for the right reasons, Jesus, not come in to law enforcement for selfish reasons, God. We bind up those thought patterns today in the name of Jesus. Expose them, God, if they're not doing right. Those in the prison system, God. Things that happen to women in the prison system. Jesus. Oh, Spirit of God. The secret things that go on in the prison system that are not exposed, bring it to the forefront. The heads of these prison system, God, who are allowing things to go on, Lord Jesus, because of the love of the money. Bring it to the forefront. Expose it, God, in the name of Jesus. Many people sitting behind bars for things they have not done. That woman, God, pregnant woman who she was facial recognition. They're doing this now. This woman was falsely accused. Somebody claimed that she took their carjacked them. How could a pregnant woman, you got time to carjack? You're 8 months pregnant. Who got time to carjack a car? Why would you even do that? People, they are doing these facial identification now, God, and it's a faulty system. This woman had to go through so much. But I pray, Jesus Christ, thank God that she, because I'm sure it happened more than once, Lord Jesus. But finally, somebody stand up and bring it to the forefront. Let them recognize their error and pay dearly for it, Jesus. Technology is becoming so much now, God, and they feel they can do anything with people's lives. We pray in the name of Jesus that you will expose any lie that's been told in our government, whatever it is, Jesus. Everywhere, God, and people are being railroaded, especially for the color of their skin. Expose it in the name of Jesus. Doesn't matter what country they're in, it don't matter, God. Or their family structure or what they look like, whatever it is, Jesus. We pray, God, that you'd intervene on their behalf. God, so many underhanded things are happening with people. But we pray, God, that you would change this generation. And we thank you, Father. We must not forget those who are doing the right thing or doing their best, God, to do the right thing on a daily basis. And we pray, God, if those have not received salvation, pray, God, that salvation will come to their lives today. And we thank you, God, for gangbangers, people who are dealing with the homosexual lifestyle, people who are in all kinds of atheists, people who are in all kind of things that is foul. Thank you, God. I've been listening to their testimonies, Jesus. How you turn their lives around. And now you and them, God, are buddies. You and them, Jesus, are walking side by side. So, God, it's possible. With you, all things are possible. So if we decide to change, God, all we got to do is ask. And you help us to make that change. Some of these people sharing their testimonies, God. They never heard about Jesus when they were young. But somehow, they had an encounter with someone or heard it somewhere. And they started to inquire. Because some people say, I can't live like this anymore. I can't get up every day living with drugs going up my vein and me sleeping with this one and sleeping with that one and going to the club and dancing and taking off my clothes and in skimpy outfits and having men throwing money at me. I can't keep doing that. I can't keep drinking and numbing the pain of what I feel. I can't. Got to come to myself and understand that there's something got to be better than this. God, I pray for those who need change today. We pray this morning that you change the hearts and minds of people so things will be different for them, God. And we thank you right now. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you, Jesus, for all the blessings that's been on this ministry and ministries that are like ours, that are reaching out for the people, that's feeding the people, that's encouraging the people, empowering them to greatness. Thank you for those ministries, God. Thank you for ministries, not always about the money. But we look to the hill, God, for when it's coming our help, because our help coming from you. Thank you for financial increase for these ministry, God. Send financial help to bring these ministry to the next level we desire us to be. And God, everyone that needs a financial miracle right now, we declare and decree a financial miracle coming forth in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. I desired a financial miracle on this weekend. And I woke up. You let me know it's already done. Hallelujah. Everything is already set in motion. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I trust you. When that letter came in, Jesus, I said, you got this, God. You got this. You got this. I ain't worried, God, because you got this. The next morning I woke, you gave me the answer. And I thank you, Jesus. I thank you. I thank you. And God, I believe you. I believe everything about you. And I appreciate you. And I pray more and more people believe you. When they get the bill and they don't know what to do, the money, they don't have the monies at hand, you work it out, Jesus. Just leave it in your hand and say, God, you got this. You got this. Because I would sometimes petition God. I said, Lord, I'm a tithe. I help the poor. I worship. I praise you. I do what you desire me to do, Lord Jesus. You got to. You say you supply my need, Jesus. So, Lord, I'm putting this in your hand. I petition you that you help me work this out. And I thank you, Jesus, for the miracle right now. I thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing in the lives of your people right now. What you've done already, God, what you're doing now, God, and what you're about to do. I thank you. And I bless your name on today. I thank you, God, as we separate from this line, but never from your presence. Thank you, God, for a great week. Great things happening for all your people. And we bless you right now. Name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the Holy Ghost. Amen and amen. Lord Jesus, I thank the Lord for everybody on today. I thank you for joining in to the line. And I pray that your lives continue to be blessed. Your lives continue to move in greater dimensions. And God work wonders for you. And God will blow your mind, everybody on this line. God will do something supernatural, something great. That you're like, oh my goodness. You'll be in awe of what he's done. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. I thank God for you on today. And make your day count. Make each day count. Hallelujah.
enjoy, I always use this saying, enjoy your day on purpose. And we thank God for you. Know that I love you. And Jesus loves you more. Have a great week. See you next time on our prayer line. God bless. Goodbye.
Thank you for staying with us today. We invite you to come back again and join Apostle Faith live on Sundays at 2 p.m. for Bible education and church services, and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. for Feature Wednesdays, where we share messages from other kingdom leaders from within the WAMO network. Are you a kingdom leader with a message of hope and inspiration for the children of God? Send us an email with your message to support@wamo.org or join the WAMO Media Network via our website, wamo.org/network. Are you in need of prayer? Email prayer requests to support@wamo.org or join our prayer line, Monday mornings at 7 a.m.
Lord God, we thank you for being such a great God. We thank you for being a loving God, a gracious God.
If you need help to overcome low self-worth, heal your marriage, restoration through therapy for children, teens, individuals, and couples, book an appointment for therapy with Dr. Faith at our website, wamo.org/counseling. You may also access self-help resources at our website, wamo.org/resources. If you would like to become a member, volunteer, or partner with WAMO Outreach Ministries, send your email to support@wamo.org. Come as you are. Why you should join this ministry. 1. To empower people for success in the kingdom of God through Bible education. 2. To provide support services for the upliftment and development of your community. 3. To empower children and youth to increase their knowledge and earning potential by advancing their skills and professional capacity. 4. To provide solutions for families who need shelter, a place for worship, skills development, and access growth opportunities for community leaders. And 5. To provide support and a source of hope for senior citizens, ex-convicts, and people in need. It's easy to support this ministry. Here is how you can help. Through tax-deductible giving, easily accessible everywhere via our website at wamo.org/give. You can give a one-time or monthly donation or contribute funding to one of our programs. Become a member of our community or volunteer team. Apply at our website at wamo.org/membership. Become a member of our network and let us work together to build and grow a strong, healthy community of kingdom advocates, empowering people for success in the kingdom of God. Sign up at our website, wamo.org/network. Other ways to join us and support the ministry. Subscribe on YouTube at WAMO Ministries, Apostle Faith Live. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at WAMO Ministries. Contact us anytime at Women and Men of Excellence Outreach Ministries. P.O. Box 2077, Mount Vernon, New York 10551. Telephone 914-699-2482 and email support@wamo.org. Your support and generosity will positively change lives.